ओम प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी नमस्ते अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्रयंबकाय त्रिपुरांतकाय त्रिकालाग्निकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकंठाय मृत्युंजयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय शंकराय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः। नमो व्रातपतये नमः गणपतये नमः प्रमसपतये नमस्ते अस्तु लंबोदराय एकदंताय विघ्नविनाशिने शिवसुताय श्रीवरदमूर्तये नमो नमः। महागणपतये नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते रुद्राय महागणपतये नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते रुद्राय महागणपतये नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते रुद्राय। नमः शिवाभ्यां नवयौवनाभ्यां परस्पराश्लिष्टवपुर्दराभ्यां नगेन्द्रकन्यावृषकेतनाभ्यां नमो नमः शङ्करपार्वतीभ्यां। Shivaratri is considered very important and auspicious day in Vedic culture, Sanatana Dharma. You better know, today thousands, hundreds of people are initiated either into meditation upasana, they are initiated by the teacher on this day. Also, the final initiation into order of sannyasa also happens on this day. This is a just a selected day. So for Diksha and Shiksha, today is considered very, very auspicious day. One thing you should know, all our Hindu festivals are all connected to astrology. Astrologically, astronomically, we are very conscious about the movement of the stars, constellation, Navagraha, very conscious, and their change and movement bring different situations in our life. Accordingly, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, to ward off the negativity, bad effect, We have got appropriate days to propitiate particular deity on that day. So that is neutralized. Chaturthi is like that. Sankranti is also. Surya goes to Makara Rashi. I don't have time, but you all better know, whenever any festival is there, it is a cosmic event which we are noting and connecting ourselves to the total. Now come, we zero down to today's Shivaratri. 14th day, every month Shivaratri comes. But today Shivaratri is considered as Mahashivaratri. Shivaratri is called what? Dashivaratri. You'll be surprised to know we have got whole 365 days are governed by half the days are covered by Lord Shiva, remaining by Vishnu. Yeah. Today Shivaratri, if you count down 180 days from today, is what? Gokulashtami. Yeah. And both happens at 12 o'clock midnight only. Ratri. Both are in midnight. Ye jo chor hai, wo to raat ko hi aata hai. Krishna jo chor hai hamara, वो रात को आता है, चोर दिन में नहीं आता है. I'm sorry, those Americans are there. Krishna is a he steals thing, so he comes in the night only. Thief comes always in the night. I'm making joke. Lord Shiva also appears today midnight. Krishna's birthday is Janmashtami. Shiva birthday is what? Shivaratri. Amazing. We celebrate birthdays of all deities. Nothing wrong. Better celebrate that. Unborn is born. Whenever Bhagwan comes, is born, appears, there is definitely big job to be done. In Kali Yuga, in Dwapara, in Treta, there was a need in the total so much. Lord appears. So Lord Shiva also appeared like that. There was a fight between Brahma, Brahmaji and Vishnu. Who is great among these two? Brahma said, I create, therefore I am great. Vishnu says, you may create something, but unless I sustain, what is the use of creating? Correct? To build the house is a man's job. To run the house is what? Women's job. Correct? They make the home run properly. Who is important? What? You know, you are very diplomatic, Appa. Both are important, right? But they had to fight. I am greater, I am greater. All the devatas went to Lord Shiva, the Lord of the universe. Please resolve this, prove yourself. They both are because of you. And to their surprise, a column of light appeared before that. Jyotirlinga. Consciousness, you can say. A light appeared before them. Now question is, what is this light? Number one, where it starts and where it ends. They say, let us prove ourselves. Brahma, you go up and find out the beginning of this light, the column, the Jyotirlinga. And Vishnu, you go down and you find out the end of it. Brahma became a swan and flew up. Vishnu took the avatar of Varaha, boar, and went down. There was a Ketaki, one flower was coming down, and that made the Brahmaji on the way, he was going up and up and up, and over thousands of years he went up. And he asked this flower, where are you coming from? From infinite time I am falling from the top of this linga. Oh, you are infinite time, you are falling still, you don't know the beginning of it? No. He said, you, one thing you tell, you become a Sakshi. Sakshi means you know what? Witness for me and tell a lie. Can you imagine? This is originally going on from that time onwards. Okay. When you tell your children, tell the caller that I am not in the home, and the children tell, the daddy is telling he is not in the home. They speak truth always. Whenever you tell a lie, they are confused, understand? So tell a lie. He came down. Vishnu is honest, he also came up. Both met the same place. Did you find the beginning? Yes. This flower is a witness. And he said, yes. And Vishnu was very honest. No, I could not find the end of it. That time Lord Shiva could not control that Brahmaji is telling lie. Okay, Bhagavan doesn't like one thing, what? Our biggest dharma shastra is Satyam Vada. In India, the parliament building, everywhere it is written what? Satyam Eva Jayate. And all these governments came, so many. Satyam Eva Jayate. Satyam Eva Jayati. It is Atmanipada. It's the Parasmaipada. Atmanipada is used. Satyam Eva Jayati. So, Satyam, it told a lie. Lord Shiva appeared out of this linga and they both salute to him. You are the Lord. Lord of this world. We are your Sevakas. But Lord said to Brahmaji, you told a lie. Hereafter nobody will worship you. Do you have one temple of Lord Brahma in America? India, few are there, but otherwise not worshipped anywhere. And this Ketaki also was nowhere you will be used for the worship. Wow. See? Telling one lie, so much punishment. And what will happen to us, I don't know. I never tell a lie, it's another lie. Okay. This was given the day the Lord appears. Jyotirlinga, that is Shivaratri, celebrated at Shivaratri. One story. Other long story is there, but I won't go long because we don't have time. That story is Samudra Manthana. That's a Kshira Sagara churning. You won't believe, but there is an ocean called Kshira Sagara made up of milk. Abba. You can see the milk Abhisheka. And what happened? The story is, whenever you get pride, vanity, Lord wants to remove that from you. All the stories in Bhagavatam, in Puranas, one thing is said, moment you become great, that I am nobody equal to me, konya sadrusho maya, abba. And everything is because of me. Which Lord? What Lord? Man, Bhagavan, Gada start acting, okay? He becomes suddenly acting. And Chakra also. So, Indra was little. So much egoistic he became. And then Durvasa was coming from the Bhagavan and had a beautiful mala. Ma linam yasya. Sa mala. The Lakshmi Nivasa is there. He thought the Indra is the great king of the Devtas, he put on the neck of the Indra very lovingly, "May you have always wealth and prosperity." But Indra, out of arrogance, this Babaji, ek kya Babaji humko mala pehnayenge, this beggar Babaji has nothing. I am the king of the heaven. Who is he to put mala on my neck? He removed it, put on the neck of the elephant. That elephant is Airavata. You know, elephant, he did not like this mala, something hanging here. He took it off, put under his leg and destroyed the mala. Durvasaji is standing there, all this happened in 1 minute. Durvasaji said, "You insulted Lakshmi. So may you be one who has no Lakshmi, no prosperity, no kingdom. May you be without that." Raja Bali came to know, he invaded, and Indra was out of kingdom. Whenever this thing happens, they again go to home. Pahimam, Trahimam, Govinda, Govinda. See? When everything is okay, nobody comes to Lakshanamurti. When things go 67 about, "Oh, Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Sada." You know, Vedanta, we have a joke. When everything is okay, so hum. Aham, so hum karenge. When problem comes, da so hum. So they add da. Okay? Da so hum. When everything is not fine, then become what? I'm your servant, Lord. Otherwise, what? Who is equal to me? They all went to Vishnu, Pahimam, Trahimam. Vishnu says, "Every time I'm not going to help you, you do something. Go to Asuras, talk to them, and take their help. Chanda, Milky Ocean, both of you, and take the nectar out of it. You drink nectar, and I will see that you alone get nectar, Asuras don't get it." That is Bhagavan give promise. Vishnu is very smart. How to get nectar out of this milk? How to get this cream out of the milk? What do you do? Churn it. So they said, how? Bhagavan gave the whole plan detail. Get the Meru Parvata. Get the great Vasuki. Tie him down. And then churn it with the help of whom? Asura. One side they, other side you. And tell them, we will give equal share of nectar to you. Everybody wants nectar. Who do not want to live a day more? You know? All the old people are eating Chyavanprash. For what? To live a little more, correct? Young people don't eat that. Only old people eat Chyavanprash. With all. Then they started churning. And one after another, all these great ratnas, jewels started coming. There are 10. I don't have time for all that thing. But before anything else come, when they started churning the Milky Ocean, the first thing is killed. Halahal Vish, in a pot it came, the poison, most toxic, came out. Everybody started running away from this toxic. It will create, it will finish you. Now what to do? If it goes all over, whole world will come to end. Only person who was not involved into this churning of ocean, who was who? Lord Shiva. He was very happy sitting in the Kailasa doing Vedanta Vichara with Rishi Muni. Antakrana Vachinna Chaitanya, Vishaya Vachinna Chaitanya. That was going on topic. Then they all went, Devtas. Can you imagine somebody comes to you and tells, "Sir, you are a great Devta. Can you drink some poison?" This is the request they made. Lord Shiva understood, if I don't drink, old world will come to end. First thing he asked Parvati, shall I drink? Parvati said, to save the world, I know your capacity, you will be able to bear the poison, it will not affect you, and world will be saved from this poison. Please take it. And Lord Shiva started drinking. The problem was, he cannot keep the poison in his mouth because Rama Nama is there. He cannot keep it in the bosom because Rama form is there. And it should not go to his body. When he started drinking, that time Parvati hold the neck of Lord Shiva and prayed that it should not go down. The whole night all devatas were keeping Shiva alive, awake also. Because all they said, if he goes to sleep, he will get this poison. Therefore, he should be kept awake. All devatas were dancing and praising, and whole night they did this. And Parvati was holding his neck, it should not go down. But poison showed its effect. The whole neck become neela, kantha. Therefore, his name came word blue naked. Whenever you see the picture of Shiva, his naked neck should be what? Blue, beautiful. Neela kantha it became. And this is the story. This is the Shivratri day where Lord Shiva drank this poison to save all of us. All other, afterwards they started churning, all the jewels came. Like number one came the cow. Kamadhenu. Kamadhenu is what? Whatever you wish, you can give. The Brahmanas came. Give us this Kamadhenu. Is it why? Whatever first comes out should be given to Brahmana. In village there is Riyama, you know. First banana, Brahmana. First crop goes to whom? Brahmana. Then one Asura has. When the poison come, you did not come. That was the first thing you came. Now why do you come? He said, no, the best thing should go to Brahmana. Worst thing should go to all of you. That's what he said. And then afterward, they're called Ugrasava. That beautiful horse, white horse came out. I don't want to say, but the in-between came. This is Bhagavatam, the story is there. Central of Bhagavatam, Lakshmi appears. 8, 8, 8. He appears, Rama. And that makes a beautiful. Lastly, Dhanvantari appears. All the jewels came out. This is the story where Lord Shiva protected the world. Now last story also, we are supposed to listen that to get the Punya Bhag, today's whole day ritual. I see lot of people, I started 7 o'clock chanted morning and they were there, and evening also 7 o'clock, they are there. I really congratulate them, whole day sit for chanting, not ordinary, they are really blessed. And if you can, keep up to 12 o'clock, because real Shivratri is what time? Midnight, and really speaking, whole night, okay? Whole night. That's called Jagrana. Main thing is fasting and Jagrana. That's small story I will say, and they are ready, I know. So we will conclude with that. There was a tribal guy who went to pick up the wood, firewood from the forest. It got lost. It became dark. He doesn't know where to go. All the wildlife groaning he could listen in the evening. He was afraid to go. So he climbed a tree. That tree happened to be bilwa. Today you see so many leaves of bilwa. You are all lucky. Where did it come? I don't know. From India. Must have come from India only. Bilwa Patra. The bilwa vruksha he climbed. And he sat on the branch. And thinking, Lord Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya. And he knew, if he goes to sleep, he becomes breakfast for the animals down. So he can't afford to sleep. One thing about sleep, you know, she is coming, you know. She has come, you are not there. Okay? She has come, you are not there. Huh? Do you guys love sleep or not? Yes. A lot of people are not answering, I'm doubtful. Sleep you love. That's the thing. So he did one very beautiful thing. Plucked the leaves of the tree and drop it. He keep dropping whole night. Keep plucking and dropping them. And morning when he came down, he saw there was a linga under the tree. Shiva linga under the tree of this Bilva Vruksha. And unconsciously, he offered the leaves on the linga. He fasted. He offered the Bilva Patra and repeating the name. And after death, he went to Kailasa. Because of what? One day Jagranam. One thing I like. In whole year, you do one day fasting and japa. Later on, maja maja. This is a day and one more thing I want to tell you. Veda, four Veda, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda. Yajur Veda comes the middle of the Veda. In that this Rudram which we chanted, Namaste Astu Bhagavan, that you chanted whole thing, in that comes in the center. And the central of the whole Veda, Namah Shivaya. That mantra comes. Amazing. Namah Shivaya, the center of the whole Veda. Therefore, that is a chant mantra called Siddha Mantra. Mantra Raj is considered. You don't require any initiation. You just chant Om Namah Shivaya. And everybody can make sankalpa to chant Om Namah Shivaya 20 lakhs time. 20 lakhs is how many in our this thing? 200,000? 2 million, yeah. That is called for Kali Yuga. Really, they are called Anushthana Punascharana for that. Om Namah Shivaya come. That also we have chanted. And Pujya Swamiji has started this parampara. All our ashram, all over India, America, anywhere, this is there chanting 7 to 7. Om Namah Shivaya, morning, evening, Abhisheka, and everybody is given prasada. We follow the same tradition, and this always comes on a day which is cold. In Rishikesh, it is said, the day Shivratri comes, next day to Shivratri, there is no cold. Shiva, Shiva, the cold goes away. I don't know about America, I am talking only India, okay. And surprisingly, snow came yesterday night. The Shivratri always snow comes. On Krishna Janmashtami always rains comes. In India also rains come on this day. Really, he came here also, I was very happy seeing the snow. Gary may not me, but I was very happy. Gary is taking care of every small little poor thing, but he is very doing very well. So, everything was happiness. I congratulate all of you and we go with the Arche Swastra. Ravi, ready? Yes? Okay, ma. Namah Parvati Pataye.